In the beginning, I spent one really long night writing some lyrics and getting the vocals just right. I was ecstatic to hear my song on the show, and how I lost that damn contest, I don't know. So many angles, so many jokes to be told. Roger's an asshole. Liz loves the boss. Tony's old. Edith McManus. Maybe I've been doing this too long. I've had a great time, but I'm not quite through. After 200 songs.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for November 10th, 2014. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today's episode is brought to you by the Paul McCartney Ticket Contest. Literally everything I've done, starting with jingle number one all the way through number 200, was instigated by that one event. And I'd like to thank John Neiswinger for that spectacular piano accompaniment on the intro song there. And we're going to feature John right up front here in the podcast as well with a wonderful take on Billy Joel, All for Lena. But before we do that, I just want to take a moment here and reflect on the last 18 months or so and the insanity that has ensued. So I now have, as of this week, recorded 200 jingles for Tony's show. Now, 62 of them have made the show, which is cool. So I guess that's about a third of it. So the rest of it is for you guys that are enthusiastic enough to listen to this podcast or just visit the website frequently. And that's fine, because obviously there's only so many shows in a year, and I try to flood the zone so that they'll find something that they like and they'll pick that out of there. But the thing that I'm most excited about, kind of looking back on the last year and a half, is that of the 200 songs, there were 131 unique artists that I covered. So there were about 20 Billy Joel parodies, but once you got past that and some of the more frequent artists that I covered, 131 distinct artists. So, you know, I always worried when I started this thing that it would get repetitive and silly and boring just because the subject matter could only go so far if you're talking about emails, faxes, and notes. And luckily it's evolved into a little bit more than that. But on the same, you know, note there, if you're covering Billy Joel 800 times, that's going to get pretty damn boring too. So as proud as I am of just kind of sticking with this and doing all this material, the fact that 131 different artists, and I don't even know how many artists are available on tkjingles.com now. There's got to be at least 500, 600 different artists that have been parodied. That's so great. I mean, just the variety and the difference, and there's something for everyone in there. So, and then I guess as a nice little icing on the cake, two of those 200 songs were actually played on the Dr. Demento show, which fulfilled a childhood dream that I never even realized I had. Being a huge fan of that show growing up, it's always, I never really imagined this going beyond doing the longest time for a ticket contest for Tony. And then, to be where it is now and the phenomenon of the website and all this silly nonsense. So thank you all who are listening right now so much for your support and for all the littles that continue to inspire me and everybody else that's doing this with your awesome music and hilarious jokes. So let's get on with the podcast, huh? We've talked enough about me for now. So I wanted to kick it off, as I mentioned, with John Neiswinger with a parody of All for Lena, which is about all for Tony and the way that Tony views his life, which is absolutely hilarious. And then Blair St. Amand did a wonderful, I wish I had this idea. As soon as I heard this one, I said, oh my God, I would love to do that. That's so good. a parody of Have You Seen Her called Haven't Seen It for Arch Campbell. And it's just hilarious. I just love this idea. And it's the kind of thing that, like the Junior Hallelujah song, where you could add 30 verses and everyone would be just as funny as the previous one. It's so funny. Then we have a jingle by me, a parody of Bobby V, actually Carole King who wrote it, but Take Good Care of My Baby. And then Joe Arrow with a David Bowie parody of Post on Time. Patrick Vint with Eggs. Brad Weiss with Nashville Cats, about all of the wonderful genius that has been exported from the Nashville hockey team, the DC hockey team. Patrick Moffitt with Do You Ever Drink Alone? It's seemingly an Alan Bubis song. And then John Fitzpatrick with Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Every Day. And then after these upfront songs, we've got a spectacular old-timey jingle. And I'm going to play some of my favorites from the past year and a half, just of the ones I've been able to do. And then a great mailbag. So stick around. It's going to be a fun show.
Instead of leaving early, I'd just rather never even go. While I venture out occasionally to watch Bill Murray use a hose, for the most part, I'm content with just two simple lines of Sumrit prose. Have you seen the one about a super guy? Wears a cape like Tony, but he learns to fly.
Haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
Oh, how about Transformers 23? Subtitle, Final Four Mystery.
Haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
Why, oh, why did I ever go and wait online? I'm done. Have you ventured out to the old West End? There's a 4-hour drama with French lesbians.
Haven't seen it. I don't wanna see it.
There's a fan favorite playing with Liam Neeson. He fights wolf kidnappers and releases crack guns.
Haven't seen it.
And I don't wanna see it.
Redskins team film. Haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
Every so often you share your insight, but most of the time all you do is whine about your life. No one cares about that, Tony, and yet that's why we love your show. Don't ever change your focus, just keep it dumb and local, and we'll keep listening to you. Oh, why not share what you had for dinner? Maybe you can tell us where you parked your car. Yep, that sounds really boring, but I'm sure.
I used to read it by five. Now it comes at the six. Do they know who I am?
I wait for the paper boy, but he's showing up so late. And he's 40, he's a man, and I'm standing in the rain. I'm filled with hate, with hate. Well, I need the post by five so I can circle things to talk about on the show. But it's getting here so late. I'm filled with rage, with rage. Never gonna read the
post online.
That just ain't me.
Post online.
It's not how I roll.
Post online.
Get my paper here on time. Here on time. Get my paper
here on time.
Screw the neighbor
here on time.
I don't wanna read the post online.
Post online.
Not gonna happen.
Post online.
Not in a million.
Post online.
Don't wanna read the post.
Got eggs. He knows how to use them. He's got eggs. He boils and he chews them. He'll wash the skins. Wait for Robert Griffin. But it's just Kirk Cousins and another interception. Here comes your boy, it's Colt McCoy. I believe I had that.
From Nashville to the Caps,
it's DC's latest savior.
From Nashville to the Caps,
Neil Greenberg says it's true.
From Nashville to the Caps,
he's twice as good as Oatsy.
From Nashville to the Caps,
he'll take him to round two.
Well, the last I heard, there's 14 Stanley Cup trophies in Nashville. And he's taken more teams to majestical heights than Mike Keenan ever will. Yeah, he's the toast of the town in the hockey-mad Metroplex Center in Nashville. And he'll take anyone who can strap on his skates and coach up his game skills. From Nashville to the Caps,
he's sounding pretty chesty.
From Nashville to the Caps,
they call him Barry Boo.
From Nashville to the Caps,
I've been making friends with Ovi.
From Nashville to the Caps,
I might make it to round two.
Puck it.
Do you ever drink alone?
Do you ever drink alone?
Or with Bubis in the car?
Or with Bubis in the car?
You never leave your house.
You're never gonna leave your house.
There's a free place to park when the winter weather comes.
When the winter weather comes,
the Sheehan boys will arrive.
The Sheehan boys will arrive.
Your cardiologist says,
your heart doctor says,
if you shovel, you'll die. And so your story goes.
So your story goes.
Always searching for a par.
Always searching for a par.
Drinking whiskey all alone.
Drinking whiskey all alone.
Or with Bubis in the car.
Or with Bubis in the car.
I got off on a bad foot with him. I guess I hate everybody today.
It's just today.
It's just one of those days.
Every day, he's a spittin' viper, don't get him started on Mel Kiper. Watch yourself, he'll surely turn your way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, he's a vituperation blaster, everyone he'll call a big disaster. Anyone he'll skewer and he will flay. Hey, hey, hey. Every show he goes on a little longer, and every screed comes on a little stronger. Yom Kippur has got to be a full day for our Tony. Every day Brouseabouts are getting closer, people there wondering just who is this poser. Fate's rebuke will surely come his way. Hey, hey, hey.
Have you ever wondered about when Tony was younger, what music was on his show? Well, baby, listen up. You're gonna find out.
Today's old-timey jingle comes to us from Blair St. Amand. He found an unidentified jingler back in the archives from 1924 who was singing about a scare that was going on back at that time about encephalitis lethargica. So just in the same way that Tony is worried about Ebola today, about 90 years ago, he was really worried about this disease. So this is a classic song from the archives, and I'm sure many of you remember it. But if you haven't heard it in a while, I figured it would be nice to play here. If you have trivia you'd like to discuss on this show, or a question you'd like to ask, or if you have an old-timey song, or a song from the future, or whatever else it might be, you can send that to podcast@tkjingles.com and join the conversation. But for now, Blair St. Amand's wonderful find, Ain't We Got Encephalitis Lethargica.
Senators have won, it looks like they're gonna triumph year after year. The first of many Washingtonians have plenty of sporting glories to cheer. Times used to be Harding, but now they're Coolidge. Huzzah! Good times are here, so why be fearful? Here's an earful of reasons to be not so cavalier. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got encephalitis lethargica? Sipping out a cola next to the Victrola. We got encephalitis lethargica. Right by live scared, dear, as common has gone. While we were spared, dear, the next big thing has just come along, and it's kind of creepy, feeling sleepy. Might we have encephalitis lethargica? Haberdasher and the cobbler and the flim-flam jobber have encephalitis lethargica. There's nothing for it. No ointments or astringents could cure it. In the meantime, it's real cream time till we get encephalitis lethargica. One suspects Delbert Cornelius Wilbon of Chicagoland will have no bewilderment at this turn of events.
That is my favorite by far of all the old-timey jingles that we've done so far. Just so perfectly placed there in the time period. Wonderful find there, Blair. All right, now for the last segment here before the mailbag, I wanted to chat a little bit about the whole jingle thing and play you six songs from my backlog. All six of these never made Tony's show. And I thought that they were all pretty good, and I just figured I'd play them here, and you could kind of hear some of the range of different things that I've done just to reflect back and hopefully find this a little bit funny and interesting. I also, before I play these six songs, wanted to kind of go over the three tenets here of my jingle writing rule book here as I go to do this, because in doing 200 songs, as I mentioned earlier, I'm always so worried that I'm going to repeat myself, or it's going to be boring, or it's going to lose steam, or it's not going to be interesting. So here's just three quick rules that I have for myself that I always apply to it whenever I'm writing something and kind of look back. So the first one is lyrical symmetry. So basically, whatever I'm parodying needs to rhyme with the original lyrics for the most part, or have the same number of syllables. I mean, very simple things will make that joke resonate so much more. So there was a joke a few weeks ago that Neil and Rockfield did that I thought was really funny to Mandy, but the chorus was, "Oh, Colt, you gave and you whatever," and instead of "Oh, Mandy," or something that had two syllables, and it drove me crazy. So it was still a fine jingle, but that's the type of thing there where I think if you can stick to the original structure, the meter, and all that stuff, it will just have more of an impact. Not to take anything away from anything that doesn't, but that's just kind of one of my rules as I'm writing it, to try to make sure that it's interesting. I think Weird Al is the master of doing that. If you've listened to his parodies, you'll find, especially with the symmetry for the original lyrics, if there's an original lyric, and Brad Weiss does this a lot, if you actually can have an original lyric from the original song in there, but it's funny in the context of the parody, that's like the home run right there. So then number two is to avoid easy jokes and forced rhymes. So not ending a phrase with the opposite of whatever you're trying to say because it rhymes, or just throwing a sons of bitches in there just to try to be funny or something. So just not going for that, not trying to really put some thought into the whole structure and make sure that it's still funny and stands on its own and isn't just filler content, because these things, especially for some of them that go on for 40 seconds or a minute long or beyond that, if you start to just put filler content in there, you can hear the eyes roll across the podcast sphere as folks listen to it, and it doesn't quite hit. And then lastly is to never repeat the same joke twice, or at least in the same words. The only thing that I ever really repeat is emails, faxes, and notes, and maybe "For All You Folks" or something. There are jokes that I love, and because they're unaired, I'm sure 99% of Tony's listeners have never heard of these jokes before, but I don't want to go back and mine the same material and just throw it back in there again just because of that reason. Because those of you that have listened to them, that are enjoying this, the folks that's really who I'm doing a lot of this for at this point. If I start rehashing jokes for you guys, you're not going to want to listen to this crap either. So anyway, this episode is pretty self-indulgent and reflective, so whatever. Hopefully you like that. But the next six songs I'm going to play here for you kind of show a range of different styles and themes and jokes, and just six that I happen to like. As I mentioned earlier, there's like 140 unaired songs of mine, so I wasn't really sure what to choose to fill out this last segment. But these are six that really resonate with me, and a few of them I was sure would air when I did them, but obviously, none of these are old Gare Radio songs, except maybe one of them sort of is. So anyway, up front, we have a parody of CeeLo Green's F.U. called Salute You, which is the TK version of F.U., right? And then a parody of Ryan Adams' Crossed Out Name, Pearl Jam, Better Man, Billy Joel, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, Foo Fighters, My Hero, and Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees.
When I'm blonde-haired, yuppie steals my parking spot. I'm like, salute you.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
When some meathead colleague complains I'm not a jock, I'm like, salute you and your partner too. Forrest said I wasn't funny, but I made lots of money. Huh, how do you like that? Shh.
You like that? Shh.
And though most people would move on, I just ain't one of them. I'm like, salute you. Shameless. If you slight me, you'd better beware. I find every infraction so outrageous, though I admit most people wouldn't care. I'd like to do you like it's 1822.
Those were the days, yeah, I was a teenager.
Ooh, I always hold a grudge against you. Yeah, go on, go to hell, Raju. When an NFL coach
strange guy, don't go. Connecticut is so backed up, and the sports chicks kinda suck. Who am I kidding? I don't listen live. I hear each show 3 days late because I'm podcasty late. Nigel's got some emails, faxes, and notes. Pick out a few good ones and read them for the folks. Send out TK stickers and some unusable swag from the mailbag. It's Tony's mailbag. Here comes the mailbag.
Whining, watching the clock, almost 12 o'clock. It's time to stop. He says, I need to go. See you later, bitches. He opens the door. The show is over. He wants to sleep cause he's getting older. Raju says third prize Tony fired. Now he's a bitter man. His knee hurts and by noon he's tired. He needs some medicine. Can't find his vitamins. Might get violent. Oh, I'm so old.
I always wear white, like Tony said. But when I see Michael Phelps, I only see red. He should still follow the golden rule, even if he lives in a pool. A bottle of scotch, platinum or blue. It's what Tony'd like if you send tribute. And he gets everything he wants, like free meals at restaurants. Things are okay with Poli these days. He's got a new job at a new station, got a new show, one of his own, and he's doing fine. No, I lost track long ago. He lost weight, I did not know. He could look so great after my weight doctor. Do you remember those days doing news on Tony's show? Or how we chat with Dave to entertain you on your ride home? He puts aside $200 to spend on his new clothes. I click the mic for a better price every time I buy flowers for my wife. Ooh. Whoa, whoa. Started a show in October of 2001. Verbal abusing, genius producing, and the Emmys they won. Nobody was any better. And Tony wore all those awful sweaters. ESPN knew that the ratings would be very high. Oh, cause all the littles love to watch PTI. Whoa. Started checking facts in the fall of 2001. Bonnie Burko puts in the work, oh, and she gets it done. I'm way too cheap to have cable. But I'd watch the show if I were able. Well, at least I promised that I would try. Oh, and all the littles love to watch PTI. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There were no games last night to talk about. The quality of today's show is in serious doubt. They'll talk some nonsense, like weather and or clouds. Old guy radio will be really drawn out. At least there's the mailbag. Emails, faxes, notes. Here comes the mailbag.
A mean old bald man with a caked on orange tan. He just grumbles and groans. He needs surgery, loves the first half of movies, was gravity filmed in space. He got your mail, he got your notes, he'll read your mail.
He'll read your name on his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Where he'll read your name.
Alrighty, it's time to read a few reviews, emails, and tweets. Thank you, John Fitzpatrick, for that lovely intro. So first, from iTunes, Stick to the Subject says, Wilbon heard Jerry Negrelli was doing a podcast of TK Jingles. When he was told it's a great listen, he was not surprised. Then we have an email here from Andrew from Harlem, Holland. He says, just heard your latest podcast sponsored by Hate and heard you mention the next one might have to be sponsored by a letter. Couldn't help but think this would be a great idea to be sponsored by the letter I, given Mr. Tony's rampant narcissism. That's great. All right, then some Twitter exchange here. So I just got a new phone a week or two ago, and I tweeted that I was really kind of scandalized that one of the featured apps on the phone is the ISIS wallet, ISIS in all caps, wallet. And I tweeted about that, and Dane responded and said, you'll be grateful when you buy all those ISIS-themed stocking stuffers. And then Tom has some trivia questions here, some suggestions for folks who'd like to send this in. He'd like to know the reason for the Free Mr. Tony hashtag and where the name Littles came from, why Tony's followers are referred to as the Littles. So if you've got some answers for that, podcast@tkjingles.com, let me know. Then we have a suggestion here from Jonathan Conrad. Says, I got the great song for Jeannie's admission of eating Lobster Garden macaroni, Just Once, by James Ingraham. Now, I'm not really familiar with that song, so if somebody else would like to take a crack at it, go for it. Then we have Adam Benson. Says, I think they should devote a segment every day to jingles. I think Mark Stern should get on that. And I would agree with that. I think that, especially with the podcast delay, if there was some way that they could supplement the Kelleher segment or do something else, an old guy radio to feature that in, that would be awesome. And it really has, you know, it comes in waves. The last few weeks, there was a huge flood of three or four jingles per show, and then now it's back down to just the mailbag. But, depending on how good the material people are sending in, I think that really drives them and kind of forces their hand to include it earlier in the show, especially when there are lulls. So if there are lulls in sports or whatever else, then I think they're happy to oblige. And then lastly, I featured a song on here a week or two ago, God Bless the USA, about Tony's experience on the Americans. And that song really epitomizes the joy that I have doing this and the frustration that I have doing this, because I wrote it literally within an hour or two of hearing Tony tell the story, and I sent it into Nigel that night hoping it would be on the show the next day because I knew there would be a flood of email about it. And sure enough, there were six or seven emails about that experience. But they sat on that jingle for maybe a week, 7 or 8 days, until they finally played it. And when they did play it, I got a lot of feedback, more than I'd gotten in a long time. Bonnie Burko said, oh, that's the best one ever. And, you know, there were a lot of tweets and stuff, and that was really nice to hear. But it was also, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself to do time-sensitive stuff, and I always assume that Nigel has the same thought process as I do, which clearly we've proven many, many times before isn't the case. But anyway, in addition to God Bless the USA, as I mentioned, there are 130 or whatever it is unaired songs that I've done, and I feel that way about half of those. I mean, I think that some of them I do just to try a new voice or try a new, you know, take on something. But for the most part, I really think that anything that I put on tkjingles.com should air, which is why I never post the intro songs to this podcast or things that are just about, you know, my old-timey jingle. I mean, things that don't have anything to do with Tony's show or that aren't good enough or maybe are just a demo or something, you know, I try not to put up there. But everything that I post, I really, you know, do hope will air or do think is good enough to air. So, you know, hopefully spread the word. People will visit the website, download the apps, and hear the rest of this great catalog. In addition to myself, I mean, Joe Arrow, I think, is up to 110 jingles or something crazy now. So I'm sure out of that, there's probably 60 or 70 that haven't aired. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun doing this. I will be back next week, and then the week following, which I think will be the Monday before Thanksgiving, and that week many of you will be driving, it'll be a great week to listen because we're going to have a very special guest. I'm really excited. Nigel is still impossible to book, but this guest that I have, I never imagined would be on the show before Nigel is. So we'll just stay tuned. Listen next week on the 17th. It's going to be a really good one. I've got some new material that I'm working on. But that following week, the 24th, when you're driving and doing your Thanksgiving planning or maybe gather around the table with your family at Thanksgiving dinner, you can just pop on iTunes and listen to the podcast around the fire and with your Thanksgiving turkey. So with that, I will leave you. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a lot of fun, as always. Until next time.
And now the show is through. It's time to read a little email. I tried to write haiku, but I'm not Shad. Such an epic fail. To think I spend my drive listening to an old and boorish gas bag. And now he's finally done. Let's hear the mail.